We can't say that Jesus didn't warn us. For these last few days, last couple of weeks, we're hearing about the end times and the persecutions that we will face. The sure and certain effect of a life lived in conformity with God's will. That we will always be in opposition to the spirit of the world. And so we really shouldn't be surprised when we have a rough time or bad days because of our faithfulness. Because of our sin or our selfishness, of course we're going to have bad days. But it's most discouraging at times when those bad days come because we're trying to say yes to the Lord. And so sometimes when we hear these readings, they can be kind of a downer. You know, they're not these fun, loving, Jesus is my friend kind of, you know, prophecies. But this is what gives us hope. This is really the source of our hope and the foundation of our life as disciples, is that Jesus is honest with us. Jesus is straightforward with us. And we're prepared for what comes. Because it is a battle. It's a battle for souls. And we see it being played out before us every day if we look with the eyes of faith. That these competing forces of love and goodness and hatred and evil. But I think it's good for us to take a step back and realize that the battle is primarily being fought within our own hearts. It's easy to look at the violence in the world or the disorder in the church and the hierarchy and the things that they're doing that we don't understand. It's very easy to look at those things and those people and cast a finger of blame and condemnation. And perhaps rightly so. Maybe, maybe not. But that's not going to get you to heaven. That's not going to make you a saint. What's going to make you a saint is when we hear these words of Jesus. And with a humble, confident, persevering spirit, we face whatever Christ brings to us today. Because in some way, in his will, he allows everything. From the pandemic of this virus, from the disorder in the church and in our country, from the person who cuts us off in traffic, from my spouse who just won't do the right thing. Somehow the Lord is allowing all these things for our sanctification, our purification. Somehow. Hopefully one day we'll figure out what that somehow is, but until then, we persevere, trusting in the providence of our Father in heaven who loves us, not looking at the disorder that comes into our life as a necessary sign that we're doing something wrong. It actually might be a sign that we're doing something right as we fight the forces of evil in the world and within our own heart. This last line of gospel, Luke 21, chapter 19, let it be a foundation for our hope. Let it be a theme for us. That he says, by your perseverance, you will secure your lives. By your perseverance, that long suffering, that encountering the bad things, the obstacles, the opposition, and continuing the good fight. This is what's a mark of a disciple, and this is what will get us to heaven. So we pray for the fortitude, for those spiritual guts to continue to do the right thing regardless. So it's a beautiful gift that we come to this Holy Mass, that we surround ourselves around the throne, the altar of our Heavenly Father. And for those of us who are prepared, we'll come forward to receive the Holy Eucharist, the source and the strength of our entire life. Let's pray for that grace to persevere, because by our perseverance, we will secure our lives. Amen.